the char.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's gun deer season opener weekend. And we're here. We're not there, but it's all good.
Well, we're recording early because we are there.
Yeah, tell okay. Me. Yep. Bob's there. I'm not
going
to be.
Oh, you're not going?
No. Nope. I'm out. Where I go down in Shartucky, there's guys that want to be there a lot worse than me.
Oh.
So I let my my stand go and have some people that really would enjoy the venison if they got it. And I'm okay with it, but it's not like I'm dying for it. So it's all good. I got to go down there with my buddy Kevin, and he shot a big 10-point while we were there.
Yeah,
and,
you told us.
I got on the wrong end of that drag. Yeah, but no, I was happy to help because he's so gracious to let me hunt there. And, you know, it's all part of the game.
Well, I mean, it's not everybody that'll give you a place to sleep in the woods.
Yeah, heated with a nice comfy chair. Yeah, right. No, I was up in a tree stand on that
day,
but anyway.
I remember, what were we, bow hunting up behind Carl's house?
Yep. Yeah.
I bought these two big 22-foot stands because I was repping for a company out of Wisconsin, and they happened to sell a bunch of hunting gear. And so I put these two 22-foot stands together, and we set them up in pretty good spot. And I look over, and there's Jop. He's like,
"Well, as I remember, there was a little bit of a sunny spot. So you're up there, and you kind of get warmed up, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you got a rack in front of you, so you really can't fall out.
So quick,
you really can't fall out because a little safety bar comes over. I suppose you could if you worked at it, but
do you wear Depends up there?
Well, no. Well, it depends on the day.
I still have I still have that stand. I call it the Eagle's Nest.
And yeah.
We have it up at Whipple.
Yeah.
And it's a tricky one.
Right. Well, it's comfortable once you get up there.
It is, but it's 22 foot.
Yeah.
And I lost my harness when my box of hunting stuff flew out of my trailer last year. So
looking
all, I don't go up in it right now until I get another harness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, Thanksgiving coming, and we just thought we did cover turkey a little bit with Sobey and Otto. And I just thought, you know, there's more to turkey than just letting your wife take care of it and bake it in the oven.
Right.
Which is what I very often will do. But we get the request very often for smoked turkey. And since you and I were talking about deep frying turkey, I've really had a hankering for that. It just, I remember the first one I did and how good it was. It's like, Conrad, you ever had a deep fried turkey?
Oh, yeah, with my brother-in-law on the on our front driveway. So, oh, yeah.
It's always somebody else with him. I've never heard him say, yeah, man, we cooked one last year.
I'm not in charge. Nope.
Chief eater.
Oh,
he's not the cooker. He's
Randy,
a chief eater.
He's relentless.
Yeah, Conrad, it's Thanksgiving, man. The Lions are on. What are you talking about?
Right. Well, we're going to be talking about turkeys, and we're gonna talk smoking. We're going to talk deep frying. We're going to talk, it looks like, in the last segment about how I like to do them, and I do them on the grill or smoker. So it's one of those things where it all depends how you like it, what your family's used to.
And I don't know if we'll follow the show plan because we never do.
Yeah, well, you know, at least it's a place to start, right? And once we get there, then we'll see what happens. But
I went to a brewery last week that has food, and I think I got food poisoning. I won't say who it is.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But,
it happens, right? Yeah.
I had the worst night you could ever imagine.
Wow.
It just went on and on and on and on because every couple minutes I'm getting up and running to the can. And I didn't dare fall into a good sleep because I'd end up
okay.
with a mess. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, and since we're talking turkey, it made me research. My sister made this fennel stuffing. So I started researching online to find one, and that's where I found this one. But there's a bunch of them. But
you know, fennel is an interesting. It's a plant, and it kind of is in the celery family.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a fibrous plant like that, and you can eat the stalks, but you also there's like a little feathery leaf on it that almost they're really small and really long. They're long and skinny, and it just looks like feathers on top of the
And it's a and seed. That part, they've got seeds as well.
Right. And that part is super flavorful. When you use the tops,
it's like an onion, though, isn't it?
Well,
a bit.
Yeah, it
a
is.
Bit.
The bulb is.
Yeah.
Yep. But unlike an onion, I guess you eat the onion stalks too. But
oh, yeah.
But the
it's called the green.
Right. Yep. But the end, the little feathery parts, super flavorful, and they're very decorative too. You cut them off there, and you can like sprinkle them on things, and it's just a cool little vegetable that you don't use a lot.
Well, and since we were doing the porchettas,
right.
I had to buy a whole bunch more recently, and I kind of discovered
right.
fennel,
yep.
and I remembered that. So I wanted to do a fennel dressing at the end of the show.
Oh,
and but there's lots of things to say about dressing that people do differently, and like some people will put it in the turkey, some won't. What my wife does is she'll stuff the turkey, and then she'll pull it out when it's done, and she'll take all the stuffing out and she'll scoop it into muffin tins. She'll spray them down with Pam and put them in muffin tins and then bake them. Oh my gosh, are they great!
Wow,
before you got here this morning, I was talking with Conrad, and we had that conversation. It's like, Conrad, you like an in of the bird or out of the bird? And he goes, well, I like it out of the bird because I like it a little bit crispy. I don't like it all soft and mushy.
Right.
And I'm in his camp
right.
with that. So if I have to choose one or the other, it'd be out of the bird. But what you're talking about
right.
is you got the flavor from in the bird, and then you do it out.
Yeah, and I noticed that a lot of recipes will have the people like cook the stuffing first.
Yeah.
And they're putting chicken broth in it and stirring the heck out of it, and you've just got like a slurry. It's disgusting.
Right. Well, and when we talked to Sobey a couple of weeks ago, he said make sure you don't put warm stuffing in the bird.
Right.
Is you want to make, if you're going to cook it, let it cool down and put it in there, because if it were an hour or two with that warm stuffing in there, you could get bacteria growing.
You get the danger
zone.
Inside
that bird, right?
Yep.
So you want to put room temperature or colder stuffing inside that bird before you put it in the oven.
Another reason not to cook it.
Right. Yep. Exactly. I mean, you got to mix it up with the liquids
to
get it a little bit
you
soft.
You do,
but it doesn't need to be cooked.
Don't overmix it.
Right.
Because then it's just like oatmeal.
Right. And and I like the little. I'm a guy that likes a little square chunks.
Yeah.
Of that rather
right.
than a powdered type thing or
that's
something that's all ground up.
That's why this recipe I found uses baguette.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I make all my crostinis, all my croutons out of.
Yeah. Yep, that's cool. So
because I like to buy bakery bread fresh from Wealthy Street, but it's just the two of us, so I don't go through a whole loaf very quick.
Right.
So what I've gotten used to doing is I slice it up into cubes, and I put it in a big stainless bowl, and I'll grab some Old World Olive Company garlic EVO and some Tuscan, and I'll drizzle it over. I'll shake it. I'll drizzle it over, shake it, drizzle it over, and then a little bit of salt.
Right.
And then I'll bake it.
Okay.
And for some reason, when you do that, they get really crispy and they don't get moldy, whereas bread will get moldy real quick. When you do this to them, the shelf life's pretty good on them.
Like, yeah, well, you've baked it and you've got the moisture out of there, and the moisture is what causes the mold in bread. So, well, that's cool. But anyway, we'll touch on that in the last segment. We'll give you a recipe.
Hey, why don't we give away this auto turkey here? Why don't we get our listeners to sign up?
Yeah, well, we're gonna give it away at next week's show, but we'd love to have you sign up.
Right.
And you got to go to thegrillingguys.com. You'll see a Sobey Meats logo on there. Just click on that. Sign up. It's just so we know how to get a hold of you. Put your information in there. We're not calling anybody. We're not going to sell anything. We're just going to give away a turkey, and it's a fresh turkey
Yum.
From Otto Farms and here in West Michigan. So wherever you're listening, get on there and sign up, because we're going to draw it next week during the show, and somebody's going to win their free, wonderful, fresh
Otto turkey.
Otto Farms. You know, Otto Farms. So coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about smoked turkey. Because I think a lot of our listeners maybe would enjoy doing that, and it's what I do every year, so we're going to share with you. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.